book of John, the 8th chapter, the 12th verse, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is the same light that God saw as good. When the world was created, we remember that there was light that was separate from darkness. This was the same light that God gave the Israelites, who represent thoughts striving for higher consciousness. This was the light that God gave them as they were liberated from Egypt, which is worldly consciousness. A guiding light that illuminates their path came into existence so that they could travel, the scripture teaches us, by day or night. This is the same light that the psalmist sang about when he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Psalm 36:9, the psalmist says, "In your light, we see light." In Matthew 5:14, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden because of all of the light that illuminates in, as, and through us." This light is all that God is. In 1 John 1:5, the scripture teaches us that the light is God, a light that penetrates all darkness. I like what the modern day prophet Deepak Chopra says in his book, "The Third Jesus, the Christ We Cannot Ignore." He says that in meditation, we encounter light and God at the same time. This light, beloved, exists in everyone. The light liberates us from darkness, the truth that we are the light, and so is everyone else. Fear, pain, discord, discomfort, nervousness are the spaces where we cannot see the light. The light is strength. The light is love. The light is grace. In the light, there is no need for attachment. There is no need for revenge. There is no evil or righteous indignation. The war between good and evil is nothing but a play of shadow and light, an illusion. Chopra says that every enemy is a symbol of our, what he calls, our loveless state. That state of consciousness that does not realize that it is the light. Whenever we are tempted to call something or something evil, we have to realize that the negative energy that we feel and that we see is our own. When we realize it, then we can move it out of the way. In the kingdom, there is no good or evil. In the kingdom of God, there is only the light. In John 12:36, Jesus said, "Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." In Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, "Live as children of light." 1 Peter 2:9 says, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light." 1 John 1:7 says, "We walk in the light as he is the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin." Today, we redeem ourselves in the light. Today, we are anointed by the light. Today, we speak truth to power in the realization that miracles move from our mouths in the light. We realize that the miracles that stream and pour from our circle are lifted in love and are not separate from, but are illuminations of light. See that man lifted from his mat at Bethesda, or that woman cured from her issue of blood, or the blind who can now see. They were all illuminated by the kingdom of light that is everywhere present. We bless our circle with the light today. We open up our messages and allow our prayers to be sent forth as messengers of light. We realize in our consciousness for the first time in this instant that we live and we move and we have our being in the light. This is not merely a circle of miracles, but a circle of light. We open up our circle today in this awareness that we, beloved, are the light. Just take a moment and breathe in the power and the presence and the anointing of this light, this magnificent light that separates us from the darkness of limitation, the darkness of fear, the darkness of pain, the darkness of distress, the darkness of worry, the darkness of fear, the darkness of anything that is not of God. How wonderful it is to be liberated in the loving light of Spirit. And as we sit in our circle, as we stand in it, as we move in it, as we allow ourselves to fully express all that God is in it, let us just allow ourselves to realize that we and the light are one. Our beloved Jesus said, resist not evil, love your enemy, because those things are merely reflections of the lack, reflections of the spaces where we do not fully realize God. In those spaces, however, we are able to fill them with the presence of light. I love what 1 Peter 2:9 says. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness, out of your affliction, out of your sickness, out of your pain, out of your worry, into his wonderful light. If we walk in the light, as John says, we realize that Spirit is the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us in the light. How wonderful it is to come together on this call, formed in shape by the energy of marvelous light, formed and shaped and blessed by the presence of this magnificent light, this light that moves us across the appearances of water and allow us to walk on the presence of thin air, this light that moves and shapes and empowers the miracles from our souls that are shaped and formed of nothing but pure light. How wonderful it is for us to stretch outside of our comfort zones and be delivered in a new form and space that is taken up in the pure essence and energy of God's light. How wonderful for us to not only count fingers and toes, but the pure presence of Spirit that emanates, forms, and shapes who we are in this marvelous and spectacular and awesome light. This light is not separate from us, but forms and shapes and moves through this kingdom that we call God. How wonderful it is to know what Luke said, that that kingdom is neither here nor there, but this wonderful energy of light is right where we are, right in this powerful call that we know as grace, that we express through miracles, that we bless in this marvelous light. We walk into this week today without limitation, without worry, without consternation, and without fear, but full of the prosperity, full of the bounty, full of the protection, full of the strength of this light. We are blessed with it. We are lifted in it. We radiate it, and we move forward as it. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
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 Amen.